Alleluia, he is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Sing it bold. Sing it loud. Lent is over. You don't have to hide it anymore. Alleluia!
It's time for Christos 15 Anywhere. That half three quarters of an hour of liturgy, music, and fun. And now, someone who goes an octave lower than I do, here's Brian Michael Page!
Hello and welcome, Ego Sum Brianis Michaelis Pagina. We are in the octave week of Easter in our 128th episode of Christos Vincit Anywhere. I hope you all had a happy and blessed Easter. We did over here. It's so wonderful when you can visit the families and hear all that lovely drama going on. But you know what? I won't go there today, okay? Yesterday morning, I had an interview for an audition for a music director position in a church within the Diocese of Fall River, Massachusetts. And this was a much stronger interview than the one I had back in December in Washington County, Rhode Island. And the biggest remark was that I make the organ sing. And that was after merely playing two common hymns, Jesus Christ is Risen Today and The King of Love, My Shepherd Is. Well, hopefully my making the organ sing will get me the job. God knows I need one. The encouraging note is that although the Heritage Missal is in the pews, there are also Worship 2 hymnals in the closet, plenty enough to fill the church. And it wasn't the pastor that had put them away, but his predecessor. So if all goes right, we may even be able to take those out. God knows I would have no problem taking out Worship 2 to supplement the Heritage books. That would supplement them in a big way. The Alleluia is back and with a bang. But first, here are them jungle screechers. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Thank you, jungle screechers. Hey, how was your Easter? You can tell me the drama later. We are in the week in the octave of Easter. And as I mentioned last week, Monday through Saturday in the octave of Easter trump any feast that would normally fall on a given day this week. It is for that reason that the Annunciation of Our Lord, which was normally the 25th Tuesday this week, is moved to the 31st of March this year. That said, the only thing we have left is Sunday the 30th in the extraordinary form, Low Sunday or Quasimodo Sunday, named after the introit of the day, Quasimodo Geniti Infantes, translated like newborn babies. Ordinary form, second Sunday of Easter. Also, regardless of form, this Sunday is known as Divine Mercy Sunday, as declared by Pope John Paul II on April 30th, 2000, the day he canonized St. Faustina. He said, "It is important that we accept the whole message that comes to us from the Word of God on this second Sunday of Easter, which from now on throughout the Church will be called Divine Mercy Sunday." I'm going to leave a link to some Divine Mercy Sunday information in today's show notes. For great stories on great feasts and great saints, don't forget to check out the New Advent website, www.newadvent.org.
Speedy delivery, speedy delivery. It's the Christos Vincit Anywhere suggestion box.
During the canonization of St. Faustina on April 30th, 2000, Pope John Paul II, as I mentioned just moments ago in our Feast for the Week segment, declared the second Sunday of Easter to be known as Divine Mercy Sunday. After all, the readings for that day focus on trust, mercy, and forgiveness. Now, here's the introit that gave this Sunday the traditional name Quasimodo Sunday. Quasimodo, geniti infantes, alleluia, rationabile sine dolo lacuncuspicite, alleluia, alleluia. Psalm, exultate Deo adjutori nostro, jubilate Deo Jacob. Translation, like newborn babies, alleluia, crave for the pure spiritual milk, alleluia, alleluia. Psalm, be joyful in God, our help. Shout with joy to the God of Jacob. The first allusion I think of when I hear this is actually a Gelinas psalm. Psalm 81, or 80 from the Vulgate Ordue Rhymes. The first antiphon reads, "Ring out your joy to God our strength. Shout with joy unto the God of Jacob." You can find this one in Worship 2, number 236. Now, for those using the lectionary chants in between readings, we'll start with the responsorial psalm. "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, his love is everlasting." Now, that response and its accompanying verses come from Psalm 118 or Vulgate 117. This antiphon is also the verse that's given for the sprinkling rite antiphon assigned for the Easter season, the Vidiaquam. The Alleluia verse, and yes, we can now sing it loud, Alleluia! But anywho, verse that accompanies the Alleluia for this Sunday comes from the Gospel reading of the day. "You believe in me, Thomas, because you have seen me," says the Lord. "Blessed are they who have not seen me, but still believe." There are two familiar chant hymns that mention Thomas by name, the most obvious one being a seasonal hymn, O Filii et Filiae, or in English, Ye Sons and Daughters, or in some hymnals, O Sons and Daughters. Now, in the version used in most American hymnals, the gospel story is retold in verses 4 through 8. Verse 8 repeats the Alleluia verse quite well, give or take a paraphrase. "How blessed are they who have not seen, but yet whose faith hath constant been, for they eternal life shall win. Alleluia." Now, the other hymn that mentions Thomas by name probably doesn't get as much exposure as it should. That hymn is Adoro Te Devote, which was written by another well-known Thomas, St. Thomas Aquinas. The fourth verse goes like this. "Plaga sicut Thomas, non intueor, Deum tamen meum, te confiteor. Fac me tibi semper, magis credere, in te spem habere, te diligere." Now, the translation of that verse is, "I am not like Thomas, wounds I cannot see, but can plainly call thee Lord and God as he. This faith each day deeper be my holding of. Daily make me harder hope and dearer love." And that translation, by the way, comes from an English hymn, Godhead Here in Hiding, by Gerard Manley Hopkins, set to the same tune. And believe it or not, it is in this year's music issue at number 510. Yes, the OCP music issue. You'd be surprised some of the stuff they've been adding in there lately. They've been adding some really, really good stuff. In the music issue, you will see the Latin text, Adoro Te Devote, followed by the Hopkins English text, Godhead Here in Hiding. Now, for those using the Graduale Romanum for the chants for this Mass, notice you don't have a gradual and an Alleluia, but two Alleluias. In the extraordinary form, the two Alleluias are chanted one right after the other, as the only readings, of course, are the Epistle and Gospel. In the ordinary form, where there are three readings, the first Alleluia is sung in place of the gradual, that is, after the first reading, and the second Alleluia is sung in the Alleluia's regular spot, just before the Gospel. This double Alleluia of sorts appears in the Graduale from the second Sunday of Easter up to and including Pentecost Sunday. The verse to the first Alleluia is this. In die resurrectionis mei, dici Dominus, praeceram vos in Galileam. On the day of my resurrection, says the Lord, I will go before you to Galilee. This reflects back to the gospel reading that was read last Saturday at the Easter Vigil, where the angel said to Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, this other Mary is believed to be the mother of James and Joseph, that Jesus has been raised from the dead and is going before you to Galilee. Here we can go to another verse of the hymn, Ye Sons and Daughters, verse 3. An angel clad in white they see, who sat and spake unto the three. Your Lord doth go to Galilee. Alleluia! But wait a minute. You only mentioned two women. Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Joseph. The hymn says the angel spoke unto the three. Who's the third? Ah, yes. That be the mother of Zebedee's sons. Now the second Alleluia uses a different verse than offered in the lectionary, but from the same gospel as the Alleluia verse offered in the lectionary. That verse is, Post dies octo januis classis, stati Jesus in medio discipulorum suorum, et dixit, Pax vobis. 8 days later, while all the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood in the midst of his disciples and said, Peace be with you. Here you get verse 4 of Ye Sons and Daughters. That night the apostles met in fear. Amidst them came their Lord most dear and said, My peace be on all here. Alleluia! Now the offertory, again from the Vigil Gospel, Angelus Domini descendi de cielo, et dixit mulieribus, quem queritis surexit sicut dixit. Alleluia! The angel of the Lord came down from heaven and said to the women, The one you seek has risen, as he said. Alleluia! And now the communion, and this comes from today's gospel, Mite manum tuam, et cognosce loca clavorum. Alleluia! Et noli esse incredulus, sed fidelis. Alleluia, alleluia. Jesus' words to the Apostle Thomas, called Didymus, or in some translations, twin. Stretch forth your hand, and feel the place where the nails were. Alleluia! And be not doubtful, but believing. Alleluia, alleluia. And now we have some additional hymns. Compliments of the planning pages of Cantica Nova Publications. All you on earth rejoice and sing. That's the text by Omer Westendorf, sung to the tune Lasst uns erfreuen. That's the tune most commonly used with All Creatures of Our God and King and Ye Watchers and Ye Holy Ones. And it's found in just about any missalette or hymnal that's published by World Library. Christ is alive, let Christians sing. Set in many hymnals to the hymn tune, Truro, most commonly used with Lift Up Your Heads, Ye Mighty Gates. Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, found in the Collegeville Hymnal and the Episcopal Hymnal 1982, and that's set to the early American tune, Nettleton. Come Ye Faithful, Raise the Strain, which uses the tune Gaudeamus Paritere, and that's actually known in earlier hymnals as Ave Virgo Virginum. God is my strong salvation, set to the tune Christus Du ist mein Leben, or Christ, who is my life. O my soul, bless God the Father. And this is found almost exclusively in the book Hymns, Psalms, and Spiritual Canticles. That book was the brainchild of the late Theodore Marrier, who's also founder of the Boston Archdiocesan Choir School. This is set to the tune Omni Die Dic Mariae, which is known in some hymnals by the German title Alle Tage Sing und Sage. The most common hymns used with that tune are both Marian hymns, Daily, Daily Sing to Mary, and Sing We of the Blessed Mother. There's a wideness in God's mercy, set to the tune In Babylone, of course. And this is most likely in keeping with the Divine Mercy theme. Now, there are various settings of This is the Day the Lord Has Made, including those by Lucian Dice and Michael Jonkus. Do avoid, however, that hideous echo version from the infamous High God debacles. For more ideas on hymns, choral anthems, and motets, as well as organ music, check out Cantica Nova's planning pages. I'll leave a link in today's show notes. Cantica Nova Publications, traditional music for the contemporary church. We'll be back. Anywhere. don't do this at church.
In celebration of this Easter octave, let's all join in singing.
Hi ho!
During Advent and Lent, the grand old hymn Gloria in Excelsis Deo is taken away from our liturgies only to make a grand return on Christmas and Easter. However, during the seasons of Advent and Lent, the Gloria can be sung on solemnities and feasts, like the Immaculate Conception and the Annunciation. It is during Lent, however, that one key word gets erased from all things liturgical. It gets its last hurrah on Fat Tuesday and comes back with a bang at the Easter Vigil. Alleluia! It gets taken away before the Gospel. It gets taken away to a point where you can't even use it in a hymn. Yes, Alleluia, the Hebrew word, meaning praise God, gets taken away during Lent. Instead of exclaiming praise God, during Lent, we're in repentance mode, atoning for our sins. Why? Our Lord is about to die, and he does die, for our sins. What's the sense in an alleluia at that point, right? But, 3 days later, the Lord does the unthinkable. He comes back to life. All the more reason to take our alleluia back and resound it. You heard earlier in the show the propers of the Mass for this coming Sunday. All of the propers we mentioned have at least one alleluia in each of them. And it's no mistake that in the Graduale Romanum and even in the Libe Usualis, its predecessor for the extraordinary form of the Mass, that there are two alleluias instead of the gradual in an alleluia. Two hymns in particular have a triple alleluia as their refrains. The strife is o'er, the battle done, and ye sons and daughters, and I'm sure there are more. Three hymns have an alleluia at the end of each line that I know of. Christ the Lord is risen today, the Charles Wesley text. Jesus Christ is risen today, which comes from the Lira Davidica, as well as other sources, including Charles Wesley again. And let's not forget the Marian Antiphon, Regina Caeli. And I'm sure there are many more. The list only starts here. Also, on Easter in the octave, the Ite Missa Est contains a double Alleluia.
Ite Missa Est, Alleluia, Alleluia. Deo gratias, Alleluia, Alleluia.
Alleluia! Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia! Alleluia! Sing it out. Sing it bold. Sing it loud. Let it resound to the ends of the earth. Sing it loud. Reach for that opportunity to outblast a resounding pipe organ without the aid of a microphone. Sing it loud. Let the Lord himself hear it. Let the angels hear it. Alleluia! Sing it loud!
Alleluia! Alleluia! Alleluia!
And now here's our Podsafe musical guest, backed by popular demand, Johnny Proctor.
Creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Alleluia, alleluia. Thou burning sun with golden beam, thou silver moon with softer gleam. Oh, praise him. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Thou rushing winds that are so strong, you clouds that sail in heaven above.
on with grace rejoice. You lights of evening find a voice. Oh, praise Him. Oh, praise Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Worship God with humbleness. Oh, praise Him. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Father and the Son, and praise the Spirit three in one. Oh, praise Him. Oh, praise Him.
Johnny Proctor and the classic hymn, All Creatures of Our God and King, in a way that only Johnny could do it. I purposely picked that song, by the way, because it's got a lot of alleluias in it. The text comes from St. Francis of Assisi, later translated by William Draper. The tune is Lasst uns erfreuen, a tune that dates back to 1623 in Cologne, Germany, and is widely used throughout Christianity. You can check out Johnny's page at SoundClick, www.soundclick.com, and I'll leave a direct link to his music page in today's show notes. And now, time for the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Brought to you by the new three tenors, and I don't mean O'Reilly, McShay, and O'Malley.
Well, today's edition of The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly is the Alleluia edition, now that we are in Easter season, and we're going to belt out the Alleluia as much as humanly possible. So, here we are, the Alleluia version of The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly.
The Good!
Just about any standard Easter hymn with Alleluias in it. That could be Jesus Christ is Risen Today, Ye Sons and Daughters, Regina Caeli, The Strife is O'er, and the list goes on.
The Bad!
The Celtic Alleluia, sung at some place where everybody knows your name.
The Ugly!
The Celtic Alleluia, sung by a bunch of sweaty guys in Boston Celtics shirts, in a place where everybody knows your name. Christus Vincit. And now for a miscellaneous outburst.
I am a Roman Catholic woman priest.
Hey, that's one of them poncho ladies that just got the boot in St. Louis.
Poncho ladies, poncho ladies, poncho ladies, poncho ladies. Ew!
Ego sum Brianis Michaelis Pagina, et hoc verbo ascripto. I'm Brian Michael Page, and I approve this message. I have a word of thanks to those who voted for Christus Vincit the blog in the 2008 Catholic Blog Awards. We didn't win any categories, but just like last year, we got our name in there. Don't forget to visit us at Christus Vincit Anywhere's interactive corner on our main page of ChristusVincit.com. There you'll find a link to Podcast Alley, where we need your votes. You'll find a link to Dig.com, where we need your digs. You'll find a link to our message boards, where you can send us feedback. You'll find a link to our newest group on Facebook called Fans of Christus Vincit Anywhere, as well as my own Facebook page. Finally, don't forget to cast your vote in the 2008 Blogger's Choice Awards for Christus Vincit Anywhere for Best Podcast and Christus Vincit the Blog for Best Religion Blog. Links for all of these will appear in today's show notes. And I thank you for your support. Can I help you? Yes, I'd like to get 2 pounds of Krakowska kielbasa, please. I have an important announcement for delis and markets that sell Krakowska kielbasa, the official deli meat of Christus Vincit Anywhere, and customers that go there.
If you sell Krakowska kielbasa in your deli or market, or if you regularly shop at a store that sells Krakowska kielbasa, drop me a line at bpage69@yahoo.com with the name and complete address of the store, as well as some things about the store. In return, I'll send that store an 8.5x11 piece of paper with the words, Krakowska kielbasa, the official deli meat of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere, available at, along with the store's name and address. You can frame it and hang it just about anywhere, prominently. Near your state or local issued store license, above your Burkle slicer, just underneath your now serving number board, or even in the bathroom. You can even make copies of it and distribute them to your neighbors or hang them on billboards or telephone poles. Of course, at the bottom of the paper, you'll find the words, listen to Christos Vincit Anywhere at christosvincit.com. This is a great chance to promote Christos Vincit Anywhere and a great product at a great deli, all at the same time. So, send me your deli at bpage69@yahoo.com, and I'll show that deli a unique promo exchange. And as per usual, I thank you for your support. I want to thank you all for joining me today. Tune in again next week for another hair-raising episode of Christos Vintage Anywhere or Christos Vintage TV, depending on what snarky little mood I'm in. Until then, I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
Unos, dos, tres, cuatro.
Anywhere.
Vintage Anywhere is a member of Disciples with Microphones, the B Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and the Christos Vintage Network. Krakowska Kielbasa, the official deli meat of Christos Vintage Anywhere and Christos Vintage TV.
Made on a crappy PC. Alleluia!